Hey everyone, it's Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Today is episode 499 on the 15th of June. Tomorrow, that means, if you can add 499 plus 1, it's the 500th episode of Pray Every Day. And again, thank you to all of you who've been with this from the very beginning, and welcome to those who are brand new to the podcast. Super grateful to have you here. Basically, what I do is I read a scripture, and we typically go through it verse by verse through an entire book. Sometimes I'll do verses from a book that I've written, like verses from the Bible that are referenced in the book that I've written, not verses from, I didn't write a poetry book. So anyway, you know what I'm saying. But mostly we go verse by verse. And right now we're going through the book of Proverbs. We're in chapter 5 of Proverbs, verse 7 through 14 in the Message translation or paraphrase of the Bible. And it goes like this. So my friend, listen closely. Don't treat my words casually. Keep your distance from such a woman. Absolutely stay out of her neighborhood. You don't want to squander your wonderful life, to waste your precious life among the hard-hearted. Why should you allow strangers to take advantage of you? Why be exploited by those who care nothing for you? You don't want to end your life full of regrets, nothing but sin and bones, saying, oh, why didn't I do what they told me? Why did I reject a disciplined life? Why didn't I listen to my mentors or take my teachers seriously? My life is ruined. I haven't one blessed thing to show for my life. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, if someone like that is listening today, I pray that you would rescue them. You would save them from themselves, from their sin path, from the entanglements that sin brings, the destruction that it brings to relationships, the pain that comes from the realization that we have squandered this beautiful and amazing life that you've given us. But Lord, thank you for your open arms, that on the cross your arms are spread wide open. Your blood is the atoning sacrifice once and for all, shed for all of humankind. And you have caused the veil in the temple to be torn in two from top to bottom, from heaven to earth, that we can enter into that most holy place, the Holy of Holies, and experience relationship with you. Thank you for that. Thank you that you have made a way where there was no way. Thank you that this sacrifice was once and for all. Thank you that not only did you do all that, Jesus, but you rose victoriously, victorious over sin, victorious over death, victorious over the minions of evil, over Satan and his fallen angels. You are victorious, and you have raised to life again, and now you have sent the Holy Spirit in our lives to be our tutor, to be our comforter, to be our strength, to will and to work for your good pleasure, to do everything that we need for life and godliness, and we can live in light of this age of grace now. So I just thank you for that, and I pray that those who are listening today who are far from you would come near because of your blood and your sacrifice on our behalf. We are grateful for that. And Lord, we also pray that you would help us not to treat sin as a no big deal thing. Lord, teach us what it means to live for you. Teach us the power of holiness. Thank you that you are holy, holy, holy. You are the Lord God Almighty, the Lord of hosts. You are Jehovah Jireh, the one who provides. You are Jehovah Rapha, the one who heals. You are Lord God Almighty, the powerful one, the omniscient one, the all-knowing one, which is omniscient. I'm repeating myself, but Lord, you are so good, and you do all things with a purpose, and you will take all of our mess and make it into our message, and you will take the crumbled pieces of relationship, and you will do something good in our hearts from it. Lord, I know that you cause things to work together for the good to those who love God and are called according to your purpose. So we rest in that today. Maybe we can't see it today. Maybe things seem dark, but I pray, Lord, as I'm praying this with a sincere heart today, that you would shed your holy and beautiful and loving light on those who feel far from you today, who need to know that you are not angry, but that your justice has been satisfied, and that you see all of us as your children, those of us who bend our knee before you and surrender our wills to you. You flat out love us, and I'm so grateful for that. Lord, I pray for all of us today that we would live lives of joy and purpose, and that we would not have regret, that we would live in such a way that we would not have regret. And we can only do that through you inside of us and giving us the power to do that. Thank you for the empowerment of that in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are a huge encouragement to me. If you want to help the podcast at all, you can rate it on iTunes and Stitcher, or write a 3-sentence review about how the podcast has affected your life. This helps it get into the hands of more folks. So thank you in advance for doing that, and have a purposeful, joyful, regretless day.